Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. What does it take to be a farmer? Well, goat ropers are here to help us find out. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. You know, being a farmer is not easy work, not at all. I recently got a post on my Facebook page from Fred Ball, who suggested I interview a real life farmer, you know, one of the local folks who's actually out there doing this for a living. And he suggested to me Kate Rose of Goat Ropers Farms. So I contacted Kate, and she graciously opened up her home and her farm to me. It's a farm near Valonia, and I had a very large time. So here we go to Goat Ropers Farm to find out how the real farmers live. So out here at Goat Ropers Farm, you know, I know that Kat, I know you have a motto at Goat Ropers Farm, which is... something about happy goats.
We're happy goats and sweet milk abound.
Oh, yes. Okay. And right now we're in the middle of milking. And so we've got Millicent.
Yes.
Millie.
Mally. It's okay. We named, we choose a naming theme every year. And this year was Disney villains. And this goat is extremely foul-tempered.
And living up to her name.
And living up to her name right now. So it just seemed appropriate. And Mally is about a two-year-old Nigerian dwarf. She's one of the itty-bitties. And she just had her first baby 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Which, she's a brand new
She's
mommy.
A brand new mommy, so that's probably why she doesn't like me very much right now. And her baby we named Ursula.
Oh, nice.
From the Little Mermaid. And what we do here is we let the babies feed on the mamas full-time for about 2 weeks. And then starting at about 2.5 weeks... we separate the babies at night so we can milk the mamas in the morning. And what that does is it not only gives the mamas a break, it gives us a little bit of the milk, and the mamas will just produce a lot more to compensate for the fact that we are stealing their sweet, sweet milk.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I know you got a goat originally. And there's a rooster.
That's David Bowie. He just wanted to let you know he was here.
So, that you got a goat originally to get rid of snakes, but then how did you learn how to milk and care for goats?
Actually, the caring for goats I had to learn by myself, mainly for the internet. Thank God for the internet, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't have milking goats until about 2010 when I married my husband, my current husband, my only husband, the one I will keep forever, in 2010. And he grew up on a goat farm.
Really?
He really did. So all of the milking stuff I have learned from him. And it has been quite a process because he learned it from doing.
All right, now this goat is ready. Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this.
This is Princess Tiki. She is our first registered goat. Sorry.
Now, what does it mean to have a registered goat?
Registered goat means that you can trace... I'm so sorry.
That's okay. There's a lot of hay.
There's a lot of hay. You can trace her heritage back, we can show her at the fair. She's worth, not to be crude about it, she's worth a lot more money than the other goats. She is a full-blooded American Nubian. Her full paper name is Hay in the Field Camelot's Tiki Torch. I just call her Princess or Brat, depending on how she's behaving for me.
Now, is this the same? Now, do you marry these milks together?
I do. Now, if somebody really wants just La Mancha milk, if they ask really, really nicely, I might consider separating it out. But we generally just mix it all together. Most people are not that picky. I'm not that picky. It all tastes about the same to me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are goat milk connoisseurs who could tell the difference. And Tiki is also a first-timer. She had her baby in February. We don't have her baby. We bought her, and the baby stayed where we bought her from. But she's doing very, very well on the stand. And I'm just going to get her started for you, and then if you want to sit down and give a shot at it.
I'm so excited. Now, I've milked a cow before, but I've never milked a goat.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Grab it at the top, pinch it off, and press. Grab it at the top, pinch it off, and just roll down.
Now, is this the same thing a baby's going to do as well?
Well, no. A baby's going to take its head and smack the udder a lot, and then suckle, and then they'll go to the other side. Babies will only generally milk, get about a few mouthfuls at a time before they wander off and do something else.
Yeah.
But we milk them out twice a day, 12-hour intervals. Here, I'm going to let you...
I'm going to let you hold this. I love that this Zeus over here is going to town on a...
Yeah, Zeus
on
is...
On a piece of paper.
Zeus is our Brattling goat.
Okay, Tiki, do I have to wipe my hands on it?
Yeah.
I feel so... I want to be hygienic here. Here we go. And you've got a fancy bucket here.
It's so fancy. Okay, so see right up at the top where there's like a little notch?
Uh-huh.
Put your finger... There you go. Pinch it off, and then... There you go.
Okay. Like I said, it's been a while.
It's okay. And less pulling down, like on a cow, and more like rolling your fingers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. We'll make a farmer out of you yet.
Yours seemed... Okay, I'm not getting enough.
Pinch, and then...
Oh, man. You have got the touch.
Believe me, I used to be completely horrible at it. There you go. That was a good one. And this is why I had you do it on Tiki, because Blanche has no patience for beginners. And Tiki, as long as there's food in her bowl, she'll let you do anything you want to her. She's very food motivated.
Okay, oh, there we go. It's also about aiming at the bowl.
Uh-huh. My husband can hit the same spot the entire time. He's like an Olympic diver of milking.
There is a feel to it,
mm-hmm.
You know?
The way I got good at it is I'd play music and then milk in rhythm to the time of the music.
And they want to be milked, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And we let our does, if they start to dry up, we let them start drying up on their own. We don't try to make them extend past when they're comfortable because our goats are they're not only our the way we make our money, they're also our family, and we want them to be comfortable and we want them to be happy. And an animal that's being forced to produce when it doesn't want to is not a happy animal.
And so you don't ever expect to be on a machine? I mean, that
no,
would be...
No, I have carpal tunnel, so we have a little vacuum pump machine that we use sometimes. But no, never any of the big industrial machines. Because also, when you're milking, you can see how they're feeling. You can feel if they have a fever or anything. And
yeah, you can.
Oh, absolutely. This is when I can touch them and feel them and make sure that they're in tip-top condition at the most.
Yeah, it's very much like a cow. Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. Believe me, Tiki would let you know if it wasn't doing right. They'd be stomping and bawling. She's a good girl, though.
Okay, I'm really doing it now.
Yeah, look at you.
Woohoo!
It's a...
No, Tiki. Tiki's looking at me like, what are you doing?
She's messing.
Can you hurt them?
Milking?
Can. I'm going to let you do this.
Okay.
Because Tiki's probably like, oh, please. Where is my mom? This is... Oh, yeah, Mom. You have got it going on.
It's just secondhand nature now. I have to do this twice a day, every day.
No wonder you got carpal tunnel.
I already had the carpal tunnel. The goats just exasperate it. But I wouldn't do anything else in the world.
Now, do their udders actually? I mean, do their teeth actually get smaller as you milk? I mean, are you going to be able to?
They get less volume to them, but they don't get any shorter.
The udder, I guess.
The udder will get smaller. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can see you massaging the udder so that you've got.
You can feel up in there all the little pockets of milk.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure to get all those out, because if you leave any milk in, they can develop an infection called mastitis.
Yeah, just like a
just
human.
Like, yeah, exactly. Except it's not near as easy to treat it on a goat as a human, because at least a human knows what's going on.
Yeah,
the goat is like, stay away from me.
And then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is twice a day how many goats?
Right now, 3.
Wow.
And I have 3 more due in June. I'll probably only milk 2 of them because Phoenix is so little. I don't think she'll be they'll be need to milk her. And we can try and feel some babies if you want after this.
Oh, okay.
Through the bellies. So I will, at the end of June, be milking at least 5 goats.
Wow. Now, I know that you sell to a lot of local, I mean, you sell to restaurants, you sell to people in locally.
And well, so, sometimes. My main clients are people at the markets.
So you go to the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of them. Every single one of the smaller ones. I don't do the big Little Rock market, and I don't do Argenta market, because there's only so many hours in the week and time in the day.
So you do Hillcrest, and you do Bernice Gardens.
I do Hillcrest. I do Bernice Gardens. I'm actually on the board of Bernice Gardens.
Nice.
I do the Tuesday Heights market, which everybody calls it that, at the Presbyterian Church. And I'll be at the new Thursday market at Faith United Methodist on West Markham, whenever that opens, which should be in May. So yeah, that's my main way of selling to people. Now, if people want to buy milk, state law requires them to come up to the farm to get it.
Oh, but they can come up and get goat
absolutely
milk.
I have a set of regular clients that come up and buy 3 or 4 gallons every week.
Wow.
And they
what
get...
do you produce a week? Do you have you know your production?
Right now we're getting about a gallon a day. So about 7 gallons a day. When the weather will stay consistently warm, which I feel like it's never going to this year, I know Blanche will go up to almost a gallon a day herself.
Wow.
Tiki, I'm hoping we'll get to that. But like I said, this is her first time, so we don't know.
You're doing 7 gallons a week now, and you could get up to 14,
maybe? Oh, yeah, 10 to 14. Are you done? Is that what you're doing? Diva goat. Come on.
Look at that. And so I think this is what people don't understand about a farm, is that you've got a bag of food to buy, you know, every other day. You've got...
I buy about... Tractor Supply knows me very, very well. And the local food co-op, because I try to buy as much local grain as possible. I try to do non-GMO grain and everything. Now tell people this, this isn't a secret. The only corn my goats get is when they're in milk. And there's just a little bit in the goat chow I give them. But I have a couple of does that have such delicate stomachs. It's the only thing they can eat that won't mess up their stomachs.
Right. And you don't want that.
I don't want that. I always will put the welfare of my animals above GMOs, any of that other stuff. And if a little bit of corn's not going to hurt anything in the long run.
So you had to build this barn. Is that right?
Yes. Well, yeah. A very nice crew came out and built it for us.
Okay.
This is actually our replacement barn. The original barn that came with the house burned down in 2010.
Oh, so you had to redo it.
We had to redo it. We lost 10 of our 11 goats.
Oh.
Zeus here was
is
the only survivor.
Lone survivor?
He was a month old, and his daddy, Butch Cassidy, knocked down the baby pen, and Zeus was the only one able to get out of his 5 brothers and sisters. So he is completely rotten, and I take full responsibility for that, and I apologize to society at large for it.
So are we going in, or are we going to?
Well, we can go in. We can look at chickens.
All right.
We can.
Uh-oh. Excuse me, little sweetheart.
That's Finny.
Hey, Finny.
He does not have the parts to be milked, so I don't know why he wants to come in here. We can try and feel for baby goats inside mamas real quick if you want.
Sure. That sounds like fun. My daughter's going to be a midwife. She is going to be so jealous.
Well, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
This is Susie Q is her full name.
Okay, let me put this down. Here we go. I don't have my barn gear.
Susie Q is a, she just got registered, because you can register goats on appearance as a breed.
Uh-huh.
She'll be known as a grade goat. And she is a French Alpine. And she's about 2 or 3 years old. And let's see. Babies.
Now, is Zeus the dad to all these?
No, Zeus does not have working parts anymore.
Oh.
That is his only daughter. That's Phoenix. And she's one of the ones due. You see, she's getting kind of wide and waddly.
Oh, yeah.
And this will be her first babies. That's Sally Mae, and she's also pregnant. And she's a Toggenburg.
Wow.
And she's a Swiss breed. The Alpines are a Swiss-French breed. You don't want to get too deep into goat genetics because there's all kinds of drama.
I bet there are.
And then this is Rocket. She is Sally Mae's daughter by a La Mancha, which is why
because she has short
she
ears.
She got the little ears, but her daddy was probably actually a mini La Mancha, which is why she's so small. And she did not take this year when we bred. This is Finny. This is my friend's goat. She's boarding him here. She actually owns Steel Penny Urban Garden. And he is about 4-month-old purebred Nubian. Yes, she is.
Oh,
and him and Tiki.
So sweet.
Aren't they sweet? Him and Tiki are going to make babies this fall. Beautiful, right. Beautiful, expensive babies. Yes. Yes, all they right. are. But
so you just have one male right now.
I just have one intact male right now. That's right.
That's it. One intact. I love that. Okay.
And it's the best way to be. And but this is my guardian. This is my sweet baby boy, Oscar. He is a Great Pyrenees, and they were bred just to protect goats and sheep and livestock.
Oh, really?
And I could not have done any of this without him and Almathea, who's running around. The other one's running around. I got Oscar about a month after my ex-husband moved out, and because we were having problems with wild dogs and wild pit bulls and everything. And the first night he was here, he chased all the goats into the barn and went after the coyotes through the fence and came back with part of a coyote's ear. And he was only 6 months old.
Wow.
And the coyotes do not come near the property anymore.
All right.
I haven't seen one in, 5.5 years.
Wow.
So,
and so this is all yours.
It keeps going back. I have 8.05 acres total.
Wow.
And we've got about three and a half of it fenced in. We try to fence in an acre every other year because we usually have to buy the materials, fence it, and then pay off the materials. Being a farmer is not a life of riches and luxury.
No, it's not. Yes,
but
I know that.
It's happiness.
Yeah. And so what normally happens? You just milked and
I
now
milk.
The baby, the mommy that we were going to feel kind of ran away. She was interested in something else. So,
they're just being bred.
And so here's your chickens.
These are the chickens, and
so you get eggs too.
I do get eggs. Well, there's the hen turkey, and the Tom's trying to decide if he wants to come out or not. And
now, they don't lay eggs.
Uh huh.
Oh, they do.
I sell turkey eggs at the Hillcrest Market.
Really?
I do. I'll show you some when we go inside.
I'll be darned.
And those are Royal Palms. They're an American heritage breed. They're beautiful birds. Tom, we had a dog incident, so Tom is just now fully recovered from that. So he's got this very rugged limp now. I'm going to call it rugged.
Here he comes.
He's making his way. Let me see if I can make him
gobble. Do they get along?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
That's pretty good. There he goes.
He'll talk to me. And we like having them. They're pretty, and they do lay eggs. And I've got another 14 turkey eggs in the incubator inside, so hopefully soon we'll have baby turkeys. And see, right now he's going to try to start flirting with his lady. He's getting all...
I see that. Oh, my gosh. Look at him plume up there.
He's finally growing his feathers back. He was missing almost all of the ones on his back and half of his wing feathers and half of his shoulder. I had to play veterinary for a little bit.
Well, you know, it's part of being a farmer is kind of learning what you can do and mm-hmm. what the vet can do.
Oh, look, he is in full.
Look at him, all plumed up.
You're lucky. He doesn't usually do it when people are watching.
Wow.
He's usually shyer than that.
He has got like a bouffant.
He does have a bouffant. Tom, you are very handsome. See how vivid his colors are getting?
Yeah.
That's his way of showing that his lady that he is virile.
He is virile, is right.
I can make some pretty babies with you. Come here.
Look at that. He is strutting his stuff.
And that rooster over there is Elvis.
Now, do they all get along for the most part?
Elvis was the only rooster for a while because he kind of ate the other roosters.
Oh, that's not a good thing. He and David Bowie get along?
That's why they're in separate areas.
Oh, okay.
But him and Steven Tyler get along. That's
this
guy right
Steven
here.
Oh, there's Steven Tyler. Okay.
Like I said, rock stars.
And these are the rock stars.
All these little ones are ones that I hatched out about a month and a half ago. And they're just various assorted mixed breeds. Most of the red chickens are production reds. Some of the black ones over there in the corner are Jersey Giants. And these little white poofy things are Brahmas.
Oh, wow.
And we're waiting to see if they turn out to be male or female. If they're female, they'll be great layers. If they're male, they'll be great dinners. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
That's the
way of the world.
The way of the world. And we do plan on eventually offering turkeys and chickens at market, too.
Oh, okay.
Because
Now, will you be the butcher?
No, we have a plant that we'll take them to.
Oh, that's nice. That's
nice. Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. Well, so what do you want to do now? You want to go in and look for what you do next with milk?
Yeah. Well, we just generally just put it in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
But we can filter some for you to see the very complicated filtering.
Yeah, I know there's a process. I remember when we used to milk cows, we had to, it had to go through a strainer. It had to, it would sit and all the cream would rise.
Well, now that's the difference is goat milk doesn't separate. It's more homogenized. You can let goat milk sit out for a week on the countertop and you might get a half inch of cream on the top.
Now, I did not know that.
So,
And here's your other baby.
This is Amathea. Hello, precious. Puppy. And she's about three.
Now, they're hairy, so they're loving this weather right now.
They are.
Do they hate the summer?
Yes. Yes. It's they dig trenches and bury themselves under leaves.
Yeah.
Megan's going down to pick some greens for me.
So you have a garden as well. Oh, let's go look at that.
Okay.
So you've got goats, you've got eggs, and you've got greens.
Yes, and it is not a certified organic garden because I haven't started the certification process yet, but I do not use any pesticides, fungicides.
Yeah.
It's all about neem oil and ladybugs.
Neem oil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about neem oil.
Neem oil is a, it kind of coats the leaves so that it doesn't hurt the plant. It's approved by the USDA. For organic farming, and it doesn't hurt the plants, but it keeps the bugs from latching on because it makes it so oily.
Ah.
So here's our guys. We've got asparagus here, which is doing all right. You're fine.
Yeah.
I step on them more times than not. This is my first crop of strawberries, so they're little. We've got these big tall ones are broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got mixed lettuces. We've got tatsoi. We've got turnip greens, collard greens, mustard greens, radishes. Megan and I just planted all those lettuces yesterday, the little guys.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a lot of lettuce.
Yes. And we've got carrots coming up. And what did we decide was down there at the end? More turnips? Yeah, turnips.
So now Megan is a good friend, but Megan, do you have to hire help?
No. So far, I can get by with me and buying people food.
Giving people eggs.
Megan actually works for Kelly at North Pulaski Farms. So I went over there one day this week and worked so that I could have Megan today.
I think that's the way, you know, my uncles used to come and farm our land with my dad, and then he would go and farm their land with him. It was just all about everybody's helping out, and we're
absolutely
all getting to the same place.
Well, and that's what's great about Little Rock is, I'm not going to say that we don't get competitive with each other, but, like, if Goat Roper Farms needs something, I know I can call on North Pulaski, and he'll grumble about it, but he'll help me out because we're friends and we're buddies, and he wants more organic farmers or potentially organic farmers. I can't say that because I'm not certified yet. He wants more farmers to succeed than not.
Well, and this is a perfect plot right here.
Yeah.
Did you all do this on purpose? Did you take out trees?
No,
all?
This was here.
This is perfect.
We did put in the terracing.
Yeah.
This is actually what's left of our old barn. Recycling.
Oh, I like it.
I like it too.
And then you put in the water irrigation section and rock and roll.
We're working on better irrigation. It's a slow process. Because it takes money.
Yeah.
But it makes us happy. This stuff that's coming up right here is borage, which I planted, seeded last spring, and it never did anything. And then it decided to pop up this year.
Funny.
And I was like, I don't even know what this is. So I asked some of my canis friends, and they're like, oh, it's borage. And I was like, hey.
Now, what is borage? I'm not sure what borage is.
Oh, I'm sorry. It attracts pollinators. It attracts bees. So it'll send up a pretty flower, and the bees will come, and that'll help everything else grow better. And the next tier down is going to have the corn, squash, and beans because we like to do the three sisters method.
Yes.
Because I like to do companion planting. The tomatoes will go right here above the borage. And then down there will be cucumbers and squash and, not squash, cucumbers and watermelons and stuff.
So it's a continuous
cycle. And I make sure to try to rotate as much as possible.
So you're farming every day. You don't get a day off.
No, I get less working days. How's that? I get one day where I'm like, I'm going to get out of bed today at 9.
Not 7. Okay. Okay, let's go in. Let's go in and look and see what happens with goat milk. Now, I know you make cheese.
I do, and I have some in the fridge if you want to try some.
And you sell goat milk.
I do.
Is there anything else you can make with goat milk besides cheese?
Yogurt. Kefir. There's a milk beer that some people, it's a very popular in the Middle East. I don't like it, but I tried it and some other friends liked it. So, but I'm not a beer person anyway. Yeah. And the idea of beer and milk together is kind of wrong.
Is that it? Really? Milk and beer?
Well, no, it's fermented milk.
Oh.
So it's...
So you have to do this so that the goats won't come into your house.
Which they will.
They will?
They will. Absolutely. Well, Zeus lived in the house because of the barn fire for a while.
Right.
So he was...
So he thinks he lives here.
He does. They're a cat, so I hope you're not allergic.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. So this is wide open A-frame.
Uh-huh.
And you've got plenty of room for whatever you need to have done. And I hear one puppy.
That's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
She's we'll let her down in a little bit. She's a Pomeranian, and she thinks that she is the biggest, baddest dog in the world. So here's the milk.
There it is.
And what we'll just usually do is really, since we don't pasteurize, it is all raw milk. Which is why people have to come here to buy it.
And pasteurizing is a process where it's heated up, actually.
Exactly.
And so you're not going to heat it up. You're going to just leave it strained.
All I'm doing right now is straining out the goat hair. Because goats shed worse than German Shepherds.
Really?
Oh, God.
And in the summer, you probably get a fly or two, but, you know, whatever. Do you ever have that problem?
No. You know, you really don't. Because we also put fans up in the barn in the summer. And fly traps, because flies and barns go together hand in hand, but I want them to be there as little as possible.
There it is.
And there it is. And there's a little bit of a Blanche and Tiki and Mally.
Go here.
And I've got some already cold if you'd like to try some.
Sure. Now, a lot of people like drinking goat milk right out of the goat. I mean, they like it warm.
Yeah, that's too much for me. That's too much. You got to understand, I grew up in the city until I was 23, and I grew up on skim cow milk.
Right.
That's all we ever had.
From the grocery store.
From the grocery store. It's only been in the last year or so that I can actually drink my own goat's milk.
And why do you think that is? Just because it's...
It's just... I think...
Do you drink this every day?
Yes.
Do you?
I do. My husband has gotten very proud of me because I used to be like...
Oh, no, it's good.
It is good, but it's... I think a lot for... And it's not just me. A lot of people who grew up in the city.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Kate's Goat Roper's Farm at my website, arkansascooks.com. And you can also go to Facebook and find her at Goat Roper's Farm. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that at Arkansas Cooks. You can just go mary@arkansascooks.com, and I will get your email. I love to hear from folks. That's how I get everything I know about food in Arkansas. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Kate Rose of Goat Roper's Farm. And next week, we are going to be baking with Kate Rose. Cannot wait. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is way too short to eat bad food. So only good food, need it with great people that you really love. It'll taste so much better.